Tonight, you're going to hear two lessons on having a more of a Christ-like mind. Preston will discuss about following Christ's footsteps, where my focus will be setting your mind on heavenly things. I hope that you will learn and grow from these lessons as much as we have through our study of these topics. I would like to start the lesson with a question. Where does our sin come from? I ask this question kind of vague in order to invoke some thought. The one I would like to discuss is that all sin comes from our own mind. Not one sin do we commit without thinking about it first. Sometimes it does not take much thought, and other times we dwell on the thoughts for a while prior to committing the sin. Our personal sin must start in our own mind. I would like to read James chapter 1, starting in verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Sin starts with us being tempted. We all have something that tempts us. And what tempts us is different for each person. These can be in the form of greed, lust, wanting power, stealing, lying, drunkenness. We all have a weakness for something. It is because of these weaknesses that we may sin. I'm going to break up how we start having ungodly thoughts into two groups. The first group I would like to discuss is that we allow these thoughts to enter our minds by what we see and what we hear. We live in a world that we are inundated with these ungodly thoughts through songs, through TV shows, through advertisements, through the internet, or just conversations that we have with other people. So what can we do about this? I suggest that we look at the Bible for some answers. I'm going to start with 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to a man. And God is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape, so that you will be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 9. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmless desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. These passages, as well as others, give us a way to avoid sinful thoughts. Just flee. Get away from the people that cause you those ungodly thoughts. Get away from the places that you might have those thoughts encroach upon your mind. Stop doing the things that will cause you to have sinful thoughts. I know this is easier said than done. I know that we would have to give up some things that we really want or may even really care for. But it can be done. I know also that we live in this world. And unfortunately, we're going to be exposed to the very things that we are trying to avoid. The goal is to avoid as much as possible in order to give us the best chance to keep our minds on godly things. However, fleeing is not the only answer. It's only part of it. Fleeing will create a hole that needs to be filled. And we are going to fill it, or it's going to be filled for us. So if you remember the verses we just read, it said to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, and love. Some examples of how we can do this would be to flee from the people who cause those ungodly thoughts and pursue people who instill in us godly thoughts. Make Christian friends and spend time with them. Another idea is to make it a point to have more spiritual conversations with people. People are less likely to talk about things that tempt you when they're in the middle of a spiritual conversation. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's less likely. How about if you're watching TV and something unwholesome comes on? Turn it off and read your Bible. How about if you're on the internet? Nothing to do, really. Just looking around, wasting some time. Why not look up material related to your faith? There are a ton of things that we can do to not only flee these thoughts that tempt us, but to replace those opportunities with sin with opportunities of spiritual growth. Psalms 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I will hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Job 31 and verse 1. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then shall I look upon a maid? Make a covenant with yourself. Flee temptation and pursue righteousness. The second group of thoughts I would like to discuss are not directly influenced by what you're doing at the time of ungodly thoughts, which makes these thoughts not as easy to avoid. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the other ones were easy and because of their difficulty. It's just a little bit more obvious of some of the answers and ways to avoid these. This group incorporates what we come up with in our own mind, such as our dreams, daydreaming, or just random thoughts that pop in our head. We have these usually when we're doing something mindless, but they also occur at other times. Unfortunately, during these times of thoughts, we're going to have some unwholesome thoughts. It happens because of the world we live in. However, we can handle these also. Let us read some verses from the Bible to give us some ideas about how to handle them. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on these things that are above, not on things of the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might, put on the full armor of God, so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. Since these thoughts can come without any warning, we must be prepared. First, we must make sure that we put as many godly thoughts in our mind as we possibly can. This includes reading our Bibles, participating in godly discussions, and doing godly things as much as we can. The more godly things we are involved in, the more likely we'll think about godly thoughts. The best way to not have an ungodly thought is to have a godly one. For those thoughts that still slip through, don't dwell on them. The initial thought is not the main problem, but it's how that we deal with it. Don't get me wrong. We don't want to have the ungodly thought in the first place. But when we have those thoughts, we need to deal with them correctly. Let's go over an example of what I mean. If the thought comes across your mind saying, hey, there's a nice Mustang, I would love to take that for a ride. That's not the problem. That's not where we went wrong. However, if you start dwelling on that thought, not only thinking about how nice it would be to take that ride, but actually figuring out how you can get in that car, take it out for a spin, go for a joyride, and then come up with a good idea, a good way to bring it back without ever being caught, that's the problem we're talking about. That's exactly what we do not want to do. We have just committed the act in our hearts. In Matthew chapter 5, it says that everyone who looks on a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery in his heart. That takes more than just a passing thought. How about King David looking at Bathsheba? The accidental look was not the problem. It was the dwelling on it to the point where he committed the sin that was the problem. Now, both of these passages that I just talked about deal with adultery, but we can look at these, plus the ones I've already read, and many others from the Bible, to realize that we should not dwell on ungodly thoughts, because they will become our downfall. Now, before you think that this does not apply to you, remember many great God-fearing men and women have sinned with stuff that seemed impossible to them earlier in their lives. David, we just talked about, was an example. Solomon is another. And the list goes on. You can list them, both biblical and non-biblical examples, of these men and women who sinned. And you never thought they would have sinned from earlier actions they had in their lives. Some people do not fall quickly, but take years before their sin manifests. So we must take heed of this warning so that we too will not fall. I brought up these ideas that we consider and try to give some practical ways that will help us to have more of a godly mind. I hope that this has been of some help to you, and I would like to end this part with a final scripture reading, which is Psalms chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruits in its seasons, and its leaf does not wither. In all things he does, he prospers. Let us too meditate day and night on God's word, so that we'll be strong in times of temptation. The temptation is not the sin. It is our response to that temptation that will deem us righteous or not. Remember, Christ was tempted, but remained sinless.